We are on Daf Ches Amud Beis. The fifth line from the top. Maskif lo Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. We heard Shitas Rab Meir that Mafresh Ramaza and the Kohen Gadol 7 days. So the Gemara asks as follows: Vishlay Marishain Shemoshlishi. Gemaza the first day, we say that as Azob is Mano Mitzvah, so Rechayish maybe the first day is the third day from the Tumah. So that's the Zman Hazob. Shaini, the second day we're Maza, Shemoshlishi. Maybe this is the third day. Maybe it become Tomei a day later. Shlishi, we're Mazda the third day. Shema Shlishi. Maybe this is the third day. Maybe before the day that they were Mafresh the Kohen Gadol, there's Reis and the Gemara before, they were Mafresh as soon as the Shkia came. They're Mafresh later. So could be before the Hafrosh of the first day, he became Tomei. In the first day, he became Tomei. So Memele, so it could be this is the third day. Chamishi, the fifth day Yamaze, Shemashvi, maybe this is the seventh day. The first day was the third day, so then the fifth day is the seventh day. Shishi, Shemashvi, the second day was the third day, so the sixth day is the seventh day. Shvi, Shemashvi, maybe the third day was the third day, so this is the seventh day. So we can understand 6 out of the 7 days why you have to be Mazda the Kohen Gadol. Out the inyan of Hazob is Mano. Called Hazob is Mano Mitzvah. Elo Revi. But the fourth day, Lomali Hazor Klau. Why do you have to be Mazda the fourth day? Loi Bishlishi Ikilas Afuki, Veloi Bishvi Ikilas Fuki. It's Zichanat the third day, it's Zichanat the seventh day. So why are we Mazda the fourth day? Frag the Gemara le Taimeich. Okay, I hear the kasha. Let me ask you a different kasha. Hazor kol shiva meike. Are you taking maza all 7 days? You have to take this literally. But kaim along the hazor shvus. Hazor is a shvus. Ve'ein neidoiches a shabbos. Hazor is not doiches shabbos. So Hashem says, kasha, what's the kasha? Ein shvus b'migdosh. So maybe it is doiches shabbos. So the Svasemis wants to say that Be'emison, this Hazor is only not to be Metayer the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol will become Toyer if you'll make a Shlishi Yeshvi. You don't need all these Yomim. All these Yomim is Al Hazor Bizman a Mitzvah. So that's not a Mitzvah Shebe Migdosh. That's a Mitzvah of Hazor. So here it doesn't apply the klal ein shvus b'migdosh. Ein shvus b'migdosh means if the migdosh is mechayev the hazor, then there's a klal ein shvus b'migdosh. So al kaponim said the gemara asks akasha, how could you learn literally that we're mazeh kol shivas yomim? Yin zichanah mazeh shabbos. Elamai yisloch lameima shiva, we're mazeh 7 days, labar mi shabbos. So also, where Maze 7 days means besides the fourth day. So it comes out as follows. It comes out, the fourth day, there's no need to be Maze. In Shabbos, you can't be Maze. Omarove Hilkar, so Rove said as follows. Koyin Gogol B'yayim HaKippurim, Teloy B'didon Tal Yemilse. When we start the Hafroshe, when we make the Hafroshe, it's not up to us. Ela bekviya diyarche tal yemilse. It depends on the day of the month. Betlosa betishrei boil hafroshe. The Hafroshe is the third day of Tishrei. That shivish yamun koidim yemekipurim. V'chol emes demisramei tlosa betishrei. So whenever tlosa betishrei will come, so we're mafreshim. That means we cannot, the days of the week of when the hafrosha will start depends when the Gimel Tishrei is. We are not talabatim to start making hafrosha when it is better. We make that frosha when it comes out. So Mimela, so it could very well come out that you won't, that in this, out of these 7 days, it could be 2 days you won't be mazah. Shabbos you won't be mazah, and the fourth day you won't be mazah. Aval koyin aseire vesapora. But a koyin aseire vesapora dibidi don tal yemils. This already, there's no special day in the month when you have to be mafrish to koyin aseire vesapora. We decide when. So mafashina lei berevi. Mafrishina lei berevi. So we're mafrish the koyin on a Wednesday. Berevi b'shabbos, geheichad nisrami revi shaloi b'shabbos. That the fourth day should come out on Shabbos. So memele, so we are not losing any hazos. The fourth day, sometimes you don't have to be mazah. In Shabbos, you can't be mazah. So by the koyin, ha-aseir v'sapore, we make sure that the hafrosha should be in such a time that we shouldn't lose out in the hazos. The Tais v'srid, the Tais v'sri halovon, say as follows. Memison, the hazos in the middle of the 7 days are mehudadika hazos, hazos bismano mitzvah. But the hazos of the seventh day, that's what Taisus Rid speaks about, the Taisus Rialovan also speaks about the hazos of the third day. These are essential hazos. That means, let's say Hitake became Tomei, he became Tomei the first day. So all these other Hazos won't help. You need Hazos Shlishi, you need Hazos Shvi. And it's not a Hiddo. Like this, if you make Hazos Shlishi, Shvi, you didn't make the other Hazos. Memele. So the only thing you did, you weren't Mekayim Hazos Bizman or Mitzvah. But the Lamaisa, he's Toil. Because there was Hazos Shlishi, Shvi. Hazos Shlishi does not have to be the third day after the Tumah. Hazos Shlishi could be the year after the Tumah. Al Kapana, but you need Hazos Shlishi, Shvi, that there should be this, that's what we hear in Taisvis, that there should be, this Hefsik between Shlishi and Shvi. These you need. This is Likuvim. So they say, what will be if Hazos Shvi or Hazos Shlishi will come out in Shabbos? So then you're in hot water, Take. So then they say that they're going to be mafrish the Kohen Gadol 8 days before Yom Kippurim, because we won't make any, we can't afford to lose one of these essential hazos. Zot Rashi. Bishleim Yom Rishon Mazen Olav Shema Hayom Yom Shlishi L'Tumosai. V'chein sheini v'chein shlishi, shema sha'achas koidem prishosei nitmo. 1 hour before they weren't mafresh mamash right away. So in the beginning of the first day of prisha could be he became tomei before the hafrosh. Chamishi shema shvi, shim hoyo horishen leprisha. Lishlishi shim hoyo horishen leprisha shlishi letumim. If the first day was the third day from the Tumanim, Tzachemishi, Shvi, V'chein Shishi, V'chein Shvi, El Rabi, Amai Mazinan Alei, Loi B'Shlishi, Kilesvuki, Damisha Pirish, Loi Nitma B'Meis. It's not the third day, because when he was Pirish, it was Nitma B'Meis. Loi B'Shvi, Kilesvuki. Shimho Yashvi Letume, Arayemech Lefnei Prishosai, Shlishi Letume. If this is the seventh day, which could be, so then the third day was the day before the Prisha. Nimsa shloihiza b'shlishi, and there was no hazor that day. Hazor shvi b'loi shlishi ain't klum. So this fourth day has no value whatsoever. V'cholayim is the misrami mefarshin alei v'afol gavdalei havi revi shloi b'shabbos, even if the yom revi won't be a Shabbos. V'nimsa hazor se b'teilo shnei yomim. So you'll be mevatel 2 days of hazor. Yom Revi and Shabbos. But there's no special zman. So Memela will make sure that Nisrami Revi Shalai B'Shabbos B'loi Yivseku Aziyosav Elo Yom Echad, which is Nishkefelach. The Yom Echad will be the fourth day. We hear in the Mishnah that we are mafrish the Kohen Gadol lulishkas parhedrin. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, mechilishkas parhedrin hoisa, was it called lishkas parhedrin, balalishkas balavoti hoisa. So Rashi says, parhedrin pkidei hamelach. The Mephosh, these were the Memunim and the Melech. They were the ones that made sure that the prices, there shouldn't be an inflation. And they took care. These were the Memunim from the Melech, we'll see, on taxes and on prices. These were the Pekidim. These were the Parhedrin. So Rabbi Yehuda asks, why was this Lishka called Parhedrin? Lishkas Balvoti Hoysa was called Balvoti Loshen Sorim. Kach Hoysa Nikreis Lishka Sorim. This Lishka was called the Lishka of the Sorim. The Kohen Gadol was a very choshev yid, a very influential person. So this was the Lishka of the Sorim. Now how all of a sudden did it get named the Lishka of the tax collectors, the Mamunim from the Melech? How did it change? How did this name change? In the beginning, there were Elach Kahanim Gdolim, so that was the name of the Lishka. But when they started the to bribe the Melech in order that they should be the Kahanim Gdolim, so these Kahanim Gdolim changed each year. There was a different Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh Kadoshim and not being roy to be a Kohen Gadol. He did not end up with a Shana Bruche. He didn't live through that year. So Memele, each year there was a different Kohen Gadol. Just like these tax collectors, also each year they used to appoint new tax collectors. Therefore, they used to call this Lishka Lishkas Parhedrin. Zogt Rashi, Betchila kol yemei shemena tzadik sherech yomei mei koirem oiso lishkas balvoti. Mitoir shenoisni momi lekune, mitoir shekahani bayesheni hayoimdim ayyedei momi, shenoisni al kohuna gedoilo le malchei beis chashmeinoi. They used to give money to the malchei beis chashmeinoi. Now before we go further, let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim. Shenoisni male momi lekune, shenoisni momi le malchus beis chashmeinoi, kach perish bekundres. Taisha says, no, they didn't give to the Beis Chashmina Shrei, and Atzman Hoyu Kahanim Gdolim. That means they themselves are Kahanim Gdolim. They didn't accept bribes. They took the kahuna for themselves. Elo Lemalchus Beis Hurdes Hoyu. That means the Gemara Baba Basra relates that there was a revolution. Hurdes was an Eved, and he threw over the Malchus Beis Chashmenoi, and he took over the Malchus. He wasn't Eved, he wasn't a Koyin. So Memeila, then, there was already a market for Kahanim Gdolim. For Hodom Rina Lekamon, Takabe de Dindri Aile Le Malte Bas Baitos Liane Malke, that her husband Yeshua ben Gamla should be Koyin Godel. So that's a problem. Yane HaMelech was from the Kahanim Gdolim. The Gemara in Kedushin says that he was from the Kahanim Gdolim. There a Tainane, maybe was Ben Ashvuyeh, but Al Kaponim, he was from the Kahanim Gdolim. So Taisa says, Ein ze oisoi shal beis chashmei noi de Kedushin perikoima, because then the Kahuna Gdolim was not on the market. Ela achahoya. Period. Veloshin de kuna de kama letzayrech kuna. They gave money letzayrech kuna. Let us go further in Rashi. Machlifen oisa kol yud beis chaydish. Kloima, sherishoyim hoyu, veloi hoyu meitziin shnoson. They didn't live through the year. Amamidim acha tachtav. V'chol koyin, now Rashi says something very interesting. V'chol koyin ha-mischadish bo, soisa oisa, so this lishke was renovated each year, u'boine binyan noa min harishin. That means, as soon as he became Kohen Gadol, the first thing he did was he renovated the previous, the lishke, shetei kruya al shmoi, that this should be the lishke of this Kohen Gadol. V'nimse mischalef is kol shona v'shona. So Rashi, Vaisachayis, that's what's called the lishke change, not the lishke sparhedrin, the lishke change. Keparhedren alolu, shemelech machalvum b'chol shona v'shona, is chosra likreis lishkas parhedren. The lishka was like the parhedren. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanan hosom, we learned a Mishneh in the Mai. Hanachtumim leichayvu oison chachomim lahafrish, ela tumis meiser v'chala. If Nachtumim, Rashi learns Pshatis is speaking about Nachtumim who were Chaverim. They were reliable people, but they purchased their flour from Amiratze. So now they are making breads, chalas, from Tvuish Odemai. Is Lechaivu Oysan Chachomim Lahafrish Ela Trumes Maisa. They have to be Mafrish Trumes Maisa V'chala. This they have to be mafresh. So the Gemara, let's try to understand this Mishnah. Bishloi me truma gedoyla loy, truma gedoyla, they don't have to be mafresh. Disanye, lefim, shesholach, bechol, gvula, Yisrael. Vero, she'ein, mafreshin, ela truma gedoyla bolvat. That Yechanan Kohen Gadol, he made a census of Klal Yisrael, and he saw that the Amaratzim are only mafresh Truma Gdoila. Truma Gdoila was not such a big deal, wasn't such a big expense. Chitachas Peteras HaSakri, so Truma Gdoila they were careful with. But Maiser, the Maiserist Amaratzim, there was a miut Amaratzim, even though Roiv Amaratzim Maiserim, but there was a miut Amaratzim which weren't Maiser. So the Gemara says, "Lafisha shalach b'chol gvule Yisrael, v'rosh ein mafrishin ela truma gdeila bovat." So therefore, he said, "You don't have to be mafresh truma gdeila." Ma'aser rishin or ma'aser oni nami, ma'aser rishin or ma'aser oni. He held that they should be mafresh, but they can keep it for themselves. They don't have to give it. Nami loy amaitz mechaveire olav aray. They don't have to, that means, Maisa Rishin and Maisa Oni is Mutal Lezorim. So there are two inyonim in Matnas Kahuna, Matnas Leviya. There's one inyon that you're Misakim the Kri, before Hafrosh it's Tevel. So you have to be Mafrish to be Misakim the Kri. Then there's another inyon after you're Mafrish, there's a mitzvah Nesina, Lekoyin, Lelevi, Leoni. So on the mitzvahs Hafrosh, on the mitzvahs Tikkun, they said you should be mafresh. This will be tevel. So they said you should be mafresh, ma'aser rishon and ma'aser oni. But after you're mafresh, so now there's chalachiv nesina and the matone, so you put on, and the mitzvah nesina, there's a new diun. So he say, amaitz mechaveire olav araye, he's a murzik, so he keeps it. Ela ma'aser shayni, so we understand. Very good. So, Nachtunim lechai v'oisun chom lafresh al trumas ma'isa v'chale. But didn't explain why, but doesn't explain this aloch exactly. But al kaponim, the trumagdela, they don't have to be mafresh, and truma, and ma'isa rishon, and ma'isa oni don't have to be, they don't have to give. Ela ma'isa sheini, nifreshoi, let them be mafresh, v'niskoi, they should bring it up to Yerushalayim, v'nechlu b'Yerushalayim. So why are these nachtumim, why don't they have to, you have to know that on the nachtumim, on the store of the nachtumim, there was a hechsher from Chazal. This is kosher l'mahadrim and amahadrim. You bought it. Even though l'maise, the tvua was purchased from Amaratzim, there was mai, and all the nachtumim were mafresh, were chala and trumas maisres, that's finished. And the Umar seems to say they were mafresh also, a maiser rishon, a maiser shem, that they kept for themselves. But Trumas Maisa, they weren't, we'll see in a minute, they weren't Mafrish, or they weren't Malet. So the Gemara asks, so why weren't they Mafrish and Malet, Maisa Sheni, I mean, why weren't they Mafrish and Malet, Maisa Sheni? Omar Ula Miter Shaparhedrin Halolu Chayvtin Oysan Koyud Beis Chaydish. That means these parhedrin, these were tax collectors, these were the, those who took care of the price, how high one can charge. So they had a lot of tzoras on these parhedrin. So memele, chazal, had rachmonis on these nachtumim, to buy from Amor, it was cheaper. Like this, you only can buy Tvur with a Hechsher, it's a bit like a geschäft. And now, it'll have to be Mafresh, Maisa Shainim, Be'ayla Yerushalayim, it's a big geschäft. Slet Rechunu Rabbonim. So therefore, the Rabbonim were not Matriach, the Nachtumim, to be Mafresh and Male, Maisa Shainim, Yerushalayim. My parhedrin, what is the taich parhedrin? Pulsi. Pulsi was mamunim on the shorim, on the meches. Now, before we see Rashi, the Taisus HaRosh says a suffix over here. He starts off explaining the Mishnah, Hanachtumim loichai vo'oysen chachomim lahafrish ela tumis maiser v'chala. So the Taisus HaRosh says it's not true. And then mechuyev to be mafresh maaser rishon and maaser oni also. So he says lahafresh means lahafresh velite. So let's learn the Mishnah. Anachtumim lechay voisin chamam lahafresh trumis maaser vechale lahafresh velite. Only trumis maaser vechale the mechuyev lahafresh velite. But maaser rishon and maaser sheni they're not mechuyev lahafresh velite. They're mafresh and they're not maaser. Then he says, so what's pshat maaser? What's with maaser sheni? Maisa Shaini, they're not mechuyiv, so he says they're not mechuyiv lahafresh velite. But the mozich mechuyiv to be mafresh. Why the mechuyiv to be mafresh? So the Taisus HaRosh says, because on Tevel there's a Isa, there's a chi of Misa B'day Shemaim. That's on Tevel. So on Misa B'day Shemaim, you don't play around with it. Even though Reva Maratzim Ma'asrim, but we're playing with Misa B'day Shemaim, you don't, Hashinel Miyute. So they had to be mafresh. When it came to the Maisa Sheni, they also were Mafresh. Now there's a new problem. After you have Maisa Sheni, now what do you do with the Maisa Sheni? I mean, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So he says, and that, so this is only a lav already. And the lav, they came to the Rav told them, es is gesunt erheit, it's only a lav. Reiv amaratzim ma'asrim. So they want Matriach and Anachtoim to bring the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, but Mafresh, Zichere be Mafresh. That's one Mahalach in the Taisus HaRosh. Then there's the second Mahalach in the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh says, could be that that's not also so good. To tell them to eat Maisa Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim is also not a good... So they told them not to be Mafresh at all. See, he's Mesupik. The Taisus HaRosh is Mesupik. What really happened over here by Maisa Sheni? Now, the lashon of Rashi, Bachsachmir is unclear. Let's start learning Rashi. Hanachtumim aloikrim tvuim me'am ha'oretz. These were people who purchased tvuim me'am ha'oretz. Limker pas l'shuk. Loichayvu aleihem lahalois maiser sheni shel d'may l'Yerushalayim. So from this lashon of Rashi, it would seem very boilet, like the first lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. Lechayv lehem lahalis ma'aser sheni shel d'may. I mean, there's no ma'aser sheni shel d'may. No, they're mafresh, but they're not malah. Let's go a little further. Ela trumis ma'aser shoechad mimeya, that you have to be mafresh. V'chala yitain lekoyim. That means, so he's speaking about lahalis in the sinai. This, the Maiser Sheni, you don't have to be Malah L'Yerushalayim. The Trume Maiser, you have to give to the Kohen. That means this you firais completely, and this you don't firais completely. Avur Shah Kolod Mitilolam, Lahalis Maiser Sheni Shod Malah L'Yerushalayim. O Maiser Rishin, a Maiser Oni, Mafrishin Oisan, the Mafrish, Ve'ein Oisan. But that they don't give. They keep for themselves. We're speaking about a nachtaim chover. That means, because Rashi had a psakashach, I mean, if the nachtaim is an amoret, so, I mean, how do you know he was mafresh maiser rishon, maiser sheni? I mean, it seems you buy from him. The Mishnah says, there's a hersha on the base on nachtaim. So speaking about, he's a chover. Whatever you tell him to do, he'll do. Umitoyach shurogel limker kol shor, ikilu olav shen tzorch lahafrish olav maiser sheni, shel dmai lalis Yerushalayim, lechel, or maybe girls, I lift days. Now this lotion, let's see again, umitoyach shurogel limker kol shor, ikilu olav, sheenai tzorch Lahafrish olav maiser sheni shel d'may lalos l'Yerushalayim. So here we could also learn pshat and Rashi that you mechuyev to be mafrish. Leichayvu olav lahafrish olav maiser sheni lalos. They weren't mechayv mafrish lalos. Like the Tosfos HaRosh pshat atu lechayvu oisin chachomim lahafrish v'litein. Rashi doesn't say lahafrish v'lalos. So lechayre from this Rashi would. One could lechayre say that Rashi holds like the first lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh that the mechuyev to be mafrish and that mechuyev lahafrish lalois. Vishesholach yoichanin koyin godol shegozar al admai besoite beperk egla hufa. Hamoitzi mechaveire olav araye mechi afrishay when he was mafrish it already va'av came mishum tebel so ein boy so that's taken care of. Now there's only a sofik gezel. So memele, he's a meitz b'chav l'ray. Chutz mitrumis meisa, shebesoich meisa rishin. The trumis meisa of meisa rishin, yitain l'koyim. That he should give to the koyim. Sheyesh iser v'avoin mise ba'achilosei. One is not permitted to eat it. And trumis meisa is oven mise l'zol. So that's why you have to give it to the kohen. Now, what does Rashi mean? In Lechayre, Rashi is mixing up two things. We're speaking about the mitzvahs nesine. A mitzvahs nesine, there's a klal, a meitz mechaveiroi, olav araya. So that's a problem. Why do you give it to the kohen? So Rashi says, "Gitan lekoyim, she has issa v'oven misa b'achilosa because she's not allowed to eat it, and there's a chiyuv misa. So why do you give it to the koyin? Sell it to the koyin? Why do you give it to the koyin? Taisus b'emesin asks this kasha, but it would seem the Taisus HaRosh is over here and Bach's Midrashash brings some Rashi and Saita that they were scared he should hold in his house." Trumas Maisa, it's shreklach, it's yesh isa v'ove misa b'chilosa till you find a koyim that wants to buy it. See, they didn't want it staying in the house. So memela, so it could be that pshat and Rashi. So that's why they said, get it out of the house. Don't wait for sales and till a koyim will buy for you. Just go and give it to a koyim. You get rid of it. So they did this. Why? Not because the mitzvah's nesina, because she has isa v'ove misa b'chilosa. So the Mela, we have to get it out of the house. Levi v'oni yoyma, but when it comes to Maiserishin and Maiseroni, eviurayish le yisar amorich lekachti mimenu. When it comes to that, he'll tell them, you bring me a ray. And if you can't bring me a ray, so we have a klal amoitz mechaveri all of a ray. Now the Gemara asked the Kashet, that Maiserishini nifreshoi v'naskoi, Now Rashi over here is explaining the second half of the kasha. That the Venaskoi, Shere Yesh Boy Issa Leisucha Lecho Bisharecha. And if we were learning till now that Rashi learned like the Tosfos HaRosh, that Yizich have to be mafrish, that's what Tosfos HaRosh says, the kasha be Nifreshoi Venaskoi, not Nifreshoi, Nifreshoi Venaskoi, So Rashi says, the kashish, not the kashish on nifreshoi, but the benaskoi, because you can't eat it here, shreyesh by isa leisucha lechol bisharecha. Till here, everything is very good. Now later, it gets very unclear. Now Rashi says, yafrishoi, kedei lesaken tivloi. Now all of a sudden, first of all, if we're geiris yafrishoi, so it seems the kasha is, now Rashi is going back. Yafrishoi, it should be mafrishit, kedei lesaken tivloi. Hoyo v'loi posti bei midi, Now it's very unclear what this hoyel is going on. The hoyel is going on the naskoi, weiter on the naskoi. Hoyel, let him bring it up. So it's very unclear how the seder in Rashi and how Rashi learned. Rashi says the kashas on Yafrishu also, but then the whole seder is very unclear. Choyvtin oison hanachtumim kol yud beis chodesh mishona leshone hamemunim mischachim amachbidim limtze alilois ligvois momeng shehein mischachim loyat rechuno vesomchu loymer sheloiv am mehaoretz maasronheim pulsei pkidei amelech. Let us see Taisvis Maiserishin. The previous Taisvis are very difficult. Taisvis, it's Mamish Yerushalmi, Noch Yerushalmi, and it's very difficult. Maiserishin or Maiser Oninami, Loi, Hamaitz Mechaveri Olav Harai. So Taisvis says, V'lav Davke Nachtim, this Anhoge that you keep the Maiserishin, Maiserishaini, is Vav Davke by Nachtim, Alafilla Kolo, Adam Nami Mafrishin, Vain Shaloi, Kedamrinim, Vishili Mesechasaita, Omad Vehiskin Lahem, Alekeach peiris mamoritz, mafrish mem trumis meiser, venoisno lekoim. O meiser sheini oilo, vi oichlo birushalayim. O meiser rishin, o meiser roni, amaitz mechaver olavarai. Vorod, o lemrine nami, betrumis meiser, mafrisha, vihishaloi. Vim keren, let's also say amaitz mechaver olavarai. And what he's gonna do with it? Vim keren o lekaihanim, vihito domeo. Yeshloima. Even the Dover Muetu, She'enei Ela Chelik Echad Mikuf. It's only 100. Number one. So, V'oid Domeo Muatim, and the Domim is also how much money it's, he only gets a very cheap price. She'etzoich la Moichra Bezoil. She'en la Oichle Merubin. The value is dependent on the demand. There wasn't too great a demand of Trumas Maisa, because you only needed the Betare, and there's problems with it. So maybe there's a small demand. So Taisus Tkinu Rabbono Sheyitnenu LeKahanim. That means that even though Meiker Adin, you could also say Meitz Mechaber Olavarai, but here Chazal said, listen, it won't cost you too much money, you're not losing too much. It's Kedai Techaparai Mitzvus Nesine. So Memela, that's why they said that you should give it to the Kohen. Now let us see the Taisvis Yishon. V'loi atrechino rabono. V'imtoima hod amrinem bazov hegde shove mone shechilu loy al shove prutem mechulu. V'hu adila maiso sheini. For Taisvis, the Gemara says that b'diyevid you could be mechalo Hegdish a shava mono shava prut. And Taisvis holds who adin la maisa shaini. Also, you don't have to be mechal. There's a din of chilu maisa shaini. Tamika, then you don't have to be mechal o beshavyay. Nehei, the leat rechino. So taka, they weren't matriach. That he should be mala li rushalayim. Aba lechal le mi beshava prut. Let him be mechal o lit. Yeah, the Russian places would seem they want matrich him to be mala, but let him be mechalo. Why should he eat it like this? Yeshloime da filo mechulo leinechu le rabona litkune, shleilasis came bedvorem acherem. That means that also that if you'll be lechatchil allowed to be mechalo, or shove mona, or shove prute, So we'll see the Mayas at the Rabbonon. You could do it lechatchila, but people will say you can always do it by the Raisis, by Hegdish, not by Dmai. So that's no good. So Memela, so they did not want to be Megala this Eitzah of Mechulu, of Chilu, and Shevaplutanel, it's better not to be Mechalal and Gans. Miu begitten beperik is kabel, have a mash mikzas, the maiser sheni le mahani le challe beshove put. The comma, the Gemara says over there, marimin al maiser sheni. There's a way you can make a dreidel, and you won't have to be mechalo. If a bailam, let's say if a bailam, the din is like this, if the bailam is mechalo his maiser sheni, he has to be maiser fachemish. So the Gemara says that there's an Eitzah how you can dreizach out from the Schoimish. How do you dreizach out of the Schoimish? Keitzet, Oima, Odom, Libno, Yubito, Yilavdi, Lamosoi, Heilechem, Lois, Alolu, Uptubahe, Maisu, Sheini. So they're poided the Maisu, Sheini for themselves. That's Achilu, Derech, Mekach. And since they're the Mechalalim, so Memele, you can get away without a Schoimish. So that's the Marimin. So then, the Gemara is a problem. Omavriye, l'chere, she has to be a ktana. If she's a gdoyla, she goes out b'simonim. So now how can she make this transaction? So the Gemara says, v'dochi b'maisa sheini b'zman hazeh d'rabonim. Speaking about maisa sheini b'zman hazeh d'rabonim, so memele, so it's only a machine de rabbonon, so you could have a chilul to a cotton also. So that's the Gemara. So we have here a Gemara, but the Gemara says that a meiser sheni de rabbonon, if you want to save money, you make a harame, and the harame is that you give them the money, and they're like keach the meiser sheni, and you save the, you don't have to give a chaimish.
Since the Allah is b'diyevet, if you're mechalal ashavim mona ashavim pruta mechulo, say bezoi afilu lechatchile. There's a grais in Tosfos Yishonim. Afilu lechatchile bizman hazeh. You could be mechalal. That means kadeisa be'elchin gabiyahu gavre dachaminu l'nichse. The Gemara is that it seems there's such a klal that if b'diyeved one can be mechalal ashava mona ashava prute, so bizman azeh that's a darabon al chatchilikim mechalal ashava prute. So what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara makes an akimta that it's speaking about, we're speaking about that Amavri is a ktana, so speaking about Maisha Sheini Bismanazet, Maisha Sheini Bismanazet, you have to make a harome to save yourself a chaimish, you can make a bigger, you can make much greater savings, be mechalalit on a shavaput. So what does Taisis want to prove on that Gemara? So Maistachoi is that Maisha Sheini, there's no such aloche that you could be mechalol ashavim mona ashavim puta. Ach yesh litchoyz, we could be doiche, also a bissel vagray, shemitayma achrine dochi lehosam. The Gemara says that it's not speaking about maisha sheni bizman hazeh, because it's speaking about maisha sheni bizman hazeh, there's no amavriya bizman hazeh. So the Gemara falls off on the sakimte. So that's why the Gemara was not mefalpa on the kimta. If the Bible could live in the kimta, then we'd have a merdeka kasha. So why do you have to make this haroma, make a better haroma? Let's make a better chilu, make a chilu al shava pruta. But the Gemara falls off on this kimta, some amelim. So it's no rayim. Avol koshel rabbeinu, dehei chamrine bebchoyres perik at kama, de baasred, rab Yehude, chamirul ushviyiz. The choshed al shvi is choshed al mais. It seems that they were choshed al mais or sheni. So why were they choshed al mais? Or layochel lechalolay al shavu pruta. They could be mechalol al shavu pruta. The chiyagav namrin perikamet the bchayres. The gabi trume gedoyle loich shidi. The efshulul mebet kedishmu.
the chita achas peiteres kol akri. So the Meistachois, that I feel they were choshudim, but if they could get away with a small amount, they zikha wouldn't be choshud. So I bezoi, so why does it say that they're choshud on shviyas bizman? Is there Meistachois? The choshud amai shesheni, alachayra des aneitze. Why should they be choshud al shmamina? The amai shesheni mischal ala shavaputa. Maybe you need a Shavaputa though, so maybe he doesn't have a Shavaputa, he doesn't have a Matbeya to be Mechalal of them. So maybe it could be that's where they were Choshet. Could be Chilul, Meisel, Sheini is more difficult than Haflosh's Truman, because here you have to possess a Puta. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Barbachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Maidach Siv, Yiras Hashem, Toysef Yomim, Ushnois Rishoim Tikzerna. Agabuch, before we go on to the Gemara's Drosha, the Tumim Teferes Yoinesen, Pashas Vayichises, Pshat and this Posik, Yiras Hashem, a person is Yirei Shemayim, Toysef Yomim. The days get bigger. A Yirei Shemayim realizes the value of time, so whatever he could condense in a day, whatever he can put to the day, so the day is a tremendous day. Such a brocha of they say over that one of the Gerer Rebbe's Tachsimir died very young. So Tachsim Dichdusherim said on him, he said maybe he had Kitzur Shonim, but he had Arichas Yomim. That means the days were completely used, and they accomplished a lot. Is Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim Ushnois Rishoim Tikzerna. But by Arosha, if you look what he accomplished, and the day is upkeret, and you look at the years, so the years are equivalent to days. Akaponim, now let's see how the Gemara darshins. Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim, the Gemara learns Kepshutai, Arichas Yomim Veshonim Vaistai. Zem Migdash Rishon. Sha'omad Arba Meyes Veeser Shonim. Leishim Shuboy Ela Yutchas Kehanim Gdoilim. That in these 410 years, they needed only 18 Kehanim Gdoilim. Ushnois Rishoim Tikzerne, Zem Migdash Shaini. Sha'omad Arba Meyes Veeser Mishonim. Veshim Shuboy Yoisem Mishalish Meyes Kehanim. There were more than 300 kahanim. Tzei mehem emem shana sheshimei shimon atzadik. Shmoinim sheshimei yoichanin koyin godol. So we have here already 120 years. So up to 300 years already. That we have 300 years. And eser sheshimei shishmoel ben pabi vomgilo yud alef sheshimei shabalosa ben charsam. So now we have berech 290 years. So we have 290 years in more than 300 kahanim gedolim. So memele, so it seems that they didn't last too long. Mikan ve'eilech, tzeva chashoiv kol echad ve'echad lehoitzi shnosei. So the Bach is geiris Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Tulsa v'chol kach lome lefisha yuloikrim oisa bedomim. Amar Abasi takava de dinri aile le malte bas baitis liyane malke adu ukme li Yeshua ben Gamli bekahani ravravi. Okay, let us see Taisvis. Vloishim shubay ele yutches kehanim riva goris shmoine kehanim. Not 18, 8 kehanim. Kedosiv behedye bedivrei hayomim, and divrei hayomim rechen zois te kahanim gdoilim. Azariah asher kiyen bebayis asher bonus shloime. So it seems Azariah was the first kohen gadol. Then we have Amarye, Achituv, Tzadok, Shalom, Chilkiya, Azariah, Sroya, Yei Tzadok, Vuhu holach bigolis Hashem es Yehudim. So the Baal Taisvus learned Pshat, the Rivol learned Pshat, that Yehi Tzadok doesn't go into the Cheshbin, because he didn't finish his terms, he went in Golis. So the Kahanim, the Gdolim that remained in the Beis HaMikdash, there were eight. You start from Azariah and until Sroya, so you have eight Kahanim Gdolim. So that was the Rivaz Girsa, not 18, eight. Omnom, b'chol ha-sforim, u'b'sifri, Parshas Bolok, u'b'irishalmi garsinin, yutches Kahanim, 18. Now how do we get 18? If we start from Azariah, so how do we get 18? V'nira li l'kayim girsas ha-sforim. That will make 18. Now, how do you get 18? Vites kehanim gdolim hoyu im yehoi tzodik. That's the Rishash's gilsa. That you don't cheshben yehoi tzodik is not from the kehanim gdolim. No, im yehoi tzodik. So we have already 9. Uskane kehanim. And then there were also askan kehanim. Shemaskinim ucholechot skan tachto. And the skan eistis was if the Kohen Gadol became Tomei, so then he had a skan doing the avodah. Harei yudches, so we have 18. That's 9 plus 9. Kida ashkechen b'soif malachim, the kachoshiv le Kohen Gadol the skan shaloi b'hadi adodi. I mean, that was like a set. The chsiv vayikach av tabochim esroyo Kohen haroish v'savanyo Kohen mishne. Right, so that they went together. So Memele, so Faket, so that means there were 18 Kohanim Gedolim in the Bayis Rish. Vim Toima Im Kain, the Bayis Sheini, Nechshev Nami, Skani Kohuni. So if that's how you recognize the Kohanim, so then there were 600. Im Kain Avla Meme Korav Lashesh Meis Kohanim Gedolim Shashim Shabbat. Yeshloima, so this says a beautiful tale. It's all like Kash. The Bebayis Rishin Noket Shape Yutches Hein V'Signeim L'Ravcha Demilsa. Ta'afilu Im Timtze Loima, really there was 9 Kahanim Gdolim. And these 9 Kahanim Gdolim, each one was Meshamish many years as Kohen Gadol. Is the Efsher Shla Yeyora Oynes L'Kohen Gadol B'Yem HaKippurim Echad Mikol HaShonim Alolu Shum Meshamish Bekuna Gdolim. Mistama, in all the years, Mistama, there was 1 year that he didn't do the Avodah Yom Kippur. So many years. So Mistama, so let's assume that there was one such year, so there was a skan Kohen Gadol that also did the Avodah. So which every Kohen Gadol will make that there was another Kohen that did the Avodah in the reign of this first Kohen Gadol. V'nimzis gan mishamish tachta v'afal pikin lahava lolo elo yudches. So the most there were 18 kahanim gdolim. V'chosh kein diemrinin v'leirir psul b'kohen gadol. If they never occurred a psul b'kohen gadol, is the botzulam. So there's much less than 18. Then we'll have 9. Avo b'bayisheini kivin d'cholech aloi haitzish nosoi. By the bayisheini, once a yevsha, I mean, his whole reign was only a Yom Kippur. So, Nokat Gimel Meis, L'Ravcha de Milsa. Da filo im timsa loyme de mistoma loy shimesh as gan tachto, kivin shloy hoya koin godol al yom akipurim echot, milsa loy shchichu, sheboi ba yom iro yoynis vishimesh gan tachto, that's mistoma not mistava. Afilo hochi, abo lochol apoches, korev le gimel meis oyu. So Memela, that is the Cheshbin of 18 Kahanim Gdolim. That means we're Cheshbining Im Yehoi Tzadok, and we're adding on another 9 Sgan Kahanim. Inami Nirali, the Yud Ches Kahanim Dekoma, Haino Mipinches Ve'Eloch. The Gemara is not only speaking about from the Bayis Rishon, we're speaking about from Pinchas and weiter. Shenit no loy ulazari achrov, chemash me besifri, lachain amoichinin inoisin loy, melamed sha'omdu, mimenu bebinyan rishon, yutches kahanim nevim, binyan sheni pei kahanim. So the binyan sheni is not a parsha, but let us speak about first the binyan rishon. So binyan rishon, there were yutches kahanim. Omdu mimen, ubinyan rishin, kori mimishkan ve'eilach, ad glois ha'oretz. So memele, so the 18 kahanim is where we're koilu already from the Mois HaMishkan, the descendants of Pinchas. V'chein yesh b'Yerushalmi, b'Rishoy neshehoyu mishamshem hu, ubnoi, uben b'noi, shimshu yudches kehanam. V'ho dekoma hoche b'shmaite, ze migdash rishoyin, שעומד דלת מייס ועשר ולוישים שבו אלו יודחס. So לחיירה דלושן הגמור, so not מקדס ראשון. דגמור, we have to be coiled from the Mishkan. בשם דבוי למיימה, מקדס שני, שעומד דלת מייס ועשר, ושים שבו קרוב לגמור מייס, נוקנמי מיניין בייס ראשון. That means that he wants to differentiate between בייס שני and בייס ראשון. He says בייס ראשון. ומי אויסם יתחס כהנם לשים שכולם בבייס רישן. ואוכי פירושי, ושים שבו יתחס כלומר, שים שבו כהנם כל כך עד שהשלים בו לחש בן יום לחס, עם אויסם ששים שמעיקור. וכי מוצא עושה בדברי היומם, לא זו פנחס, אבישוע בוקי אוזי זרחיו מרויוי סמריו אחיתוף, צודק, אחימוץ, עזריה, יוחנן, עזריה, אמריה, הכי טוב, צודק, שולם, חלקיה, עזריה, שרויה, יוי צודק. הרי מהבישוע בן פנחס עד שרויה, יש יוד חס כהנם. So we have 18 כהנם, ולא שרויה בכלל, we won't take שרויה in the חשמל, לפי ששרויה גולו בגולוס יחוניה. Like a choshe boysen yudches kahanem aloysim sheshimshu kol yameim. Aval sroya shegola begolos yechonye kadisa besayif malachim. Vihay tzadok shegola begolos sitkiye like a choshe. Barav Rav Yankiv basho omar lonu b'shem Rav Yekusiel halevi mivar mishe da'azarye loyhoyo b'mei shloime. Azaria was not Bimei Shloime. That means, he told us Pshat in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Azaria asher kiyin bebayis asher bono Shloime. And then later it says, Nachamol Azaria. After Chilki it says Azaria. So he said Pshat in the Pasuk, Azaria was not Bimei Shloime. Ela hain Azaria shoy Bimei Ziyo. לפי שמוסר נפשה לבידס בייס המקדוש, כשבו איזיוהו לשורס, וחירף אויסוי, כדוכסיב בדברי היומים, כך נקרא על שמוי. חירה, הנגיה, the archish bonus, this is not נגיה, we'll see the toises ששונם, could be it's נגיה, this חשבן. But that's me from our toises, we brought down the posik, toises made a חשבן of nine, with Azaria, with Yitzhodok. So, the Rabbi Yaakov said there's no such Azaria. Azaria was Bimei Uziyo, that's Azaria later. And he was Moisa Nefesh himself, that he was Mecharef Uziyo who wanted to do the Yavoideh. So Memele, so the Pasuk says Azaria Shekiyem Bebais HaShabon HaShloime, but that doesn't mean that's just a title. A shvach, but it does not mean that this is the Zaya that was Bimei Uziyo. V'yishol afonav. V'shuv matzosi kein b'perish divrei ayomim, right about this Zaya, shepirshu talmidei rapsadye zatzal. But this is so that we have to now fix the cheshbonis, so we can't start counting with Zaya, because this is no new Zaya. Period. והוד בספרי איקה שבבי ישני היו שמיינים כהנים בירושלמי איקה נמי הוכי ותו אילי כהנים ואומרו לו פי א' ואומרו לו פי ב' ואומרו לו פי ג' ובשמיית אומרי ג' מי ותו 300 כהנים יש לו עם ההוסם לכחוש ועל כהנים שיוצו מפינחס וירושלמי is speaking about the descendants of Pinchas and the Bayish, and there were 80 from Pinchas. Shem is speaking about Pinchas. So there were 80 descendants from Pinchas. Let us see the Taisvus Yishonim. Vloishim shu boy Elo Yudches Kahanim, Rabbi Netam Gorish Shmoine Kahanim, Vuloi Gorish Eser, the Yudches, Vaisen Kitzeva Hashem Divrayom, Shikos of Eser, Shikos of Shamu, Ashakim, Bebais, Shabon Shloim, Bebushlaim, Ad Yitzodik, Til Yitzodik, Vuloi Timsarak Shmoine, Vyitzodik Achi, Laika Hoshif, Shaholach Begoilo. במרינים בספרים, הנה נעשו להסבריסי שלום שעומדו שמיינו נביאים בכל ראש. ואימא רבי שיש שם כסוב שמיינו עושר, כמי בספרים שלנו. מיו יש גרסים שניים עושר. Third גרסה, 12. וכחושב מצודק, שהויה בבניין הבייס, Tzadik HaKoyin was by the Binyan Abayis, Mistom Meshimish Bekun Egdoila. Vachi Moatz Benoi Tachtov, Vachashoy V'timtza Shneim Esrei Ad Yehoi Tzadik. That means, even though the Pasuk says, Azariah Shekiyim Bebayis HaShabon HaShloim, that Azariah was not the first Koyin Godol, the Beis HaMikdosh, because since Tzadik HaKoyin was alive, HaShloim, Mustam, he was the first. Umashe kosov gabi azar yehu ashekim bebais. Leboy lemei meshuhu hoyo roish lekahanim. Elohi pirush, hu asher oso oiso gairo shegor bezio sholach hamizbech lahakta kedersi vayovoy acho vazayo akoy vemele loy lecho zio lahakta. So Memele, so this is very good according to the Rabbi Yaakov Basha. So Memele, it seems that he found four Kahanim Gdolim before Amariam. So there's 12. Tei Miktsas Memele Choshev Yoyoda Koyim Bebayis Rishim Shem Echad Mehem Hoyo Yishub In Yitzodik Akoyim Lechoshev Behani Bebayis Sheni Ken Yechinin Ben Tzarboi Bepek Mokim Shanogu Shem Olo Erichu Yomim. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Wo Oma Rabbi Yochanan ben Teiroso. Wo Oma Rabbi Yochanan ben Teiroso. Before we go further, let us see the bottom Taisus Yishonim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Teiroso bepsikta rabosi beforish shenizgaya ayidei pore. Hashem Kosov Rabbi Yehuda ben Teiroso. Now let us, it's goodbye to say over the Psikta. The Psikta is, the Psikta Rabosi and Parshas Pore, this is Afnun Vorum at base. Amr Rabbi Seinu, Maisa Hoya bi Yisrael Echod, Shehoya loi Pore Achas Chayreshes. He possessed one Pore that used to be Chayresh. Nismato yodoy umachlo legoyechot. So he became poor. He sold it to a goy. Kivin shalokcha hagoy, v'chor sha'imoy, sheishish yomim shalchil. The 6 days of the week was an obedient poem. Bishabbos haitziyo shetachreshimoy, v'rovtza loitachasoyl. Shabbos albat is new. Shabbos it sat down, guten tag. This is Shabbos. Shabbos you don't work. Given shero kach, holach v'omar lo isa Yisrael shemochro loy, boi tul porosra. Take back your poem. Shemo tzar yeshbo. So the Mephoshim say, shemitztaeres larzo labai lo rishin, She's very homesick, so she can't work by me. Take her back. Shrei kama ni maka oisa v'yein izosa mimkoima. Doesn't move. Oisa Yisrael heivin loima. The Yid understood what's happening. B'shvil shashabbos. V'hoisa limuda l'noyach b'shabbos. Omar lei. So he told them, boi v'anim amida, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Kivin shebo v'omar lo ba'ozna. So he went over to the Pora and he told her, Pora, Pora, at ye das, ksha yisa birshusi, a yisa chayreshe, shemei achil, b'shabbos, a yisa noyach, you rested on Shabbos, aba achshav shegor moavi noisa. I had to sell you, va'at birshus goy. Bakoshe, Mimcha, Imdi, Vecharshi. So now you're a goy, you belong to a goy, so my male, work for him, it's it. Umiyad, Omda, Vecharsh. No, Elsa, doch, this tick to Eris, so my male, so she started being Chayrish. Oma, loy, oisi, a goy, so the goy told him, ani, mevakeshcha, tul poroscha. Ad achshav ani bo umeisiv achrecho shetei bo mamida. It's going to come out every Shabbos. I have to call you to make it work. It's loin zchol nishtu geshevt. Then it says, ve'eini manichacha shetei mali ma asisa lo bozma. What did you tell him? Ani nisyagati bo vikeisi yoisa v'lo yomdo. Hischel, so what did you tell him? Hischel oisa Yisrael mefaisoi. Vo'im aloi. Like Kishuv, like Shofim Osisi, Elokach Vakach Isachti La Bozna, Vomda Vachosha. Miyad Nis Yore Hagoy, Oma, Lima Im Poro, She'ein Lo Loisicho Voloidas, Hikiro Es Boiro, Vanisha Yitzrani Yoitzri Bidmusoi, Vinosan Bidas, Eine Hoylech Umaker Es Boiri, Miyad bo v'nizgaya, v'lomad v'zocho l'teire, v'yekoyrim shmoyim, by us it says, Yoichanan ben Teiroso. That was, this Yoichanan came out because of that's ben Teiroso. But achshav, Rabbi Sein oimrim halochem mishmoy. ואם תמיה אתו שהידי פורו נזכרב אודם אחד לכנפי השכינה, הידי פורו התארוסן של כל ישראל, ממה שקורה בעניין, זו יזכוקס התורה.